accession number 21735, reel 15.
Bob Shrimpton, reel 15. Bob, one last question really about Belfast. How do you feel now about having served with HMS Belfast in the Second World War?
I think it was a wonderful privilege, a wonderful experience, having met so many friends and still meeting them with the Belfast Association, and with a great amount of pride. And when you lay back and think about it, when you talk about it, visions of people and their actions are still in your mind. It was a wonderful, wonderful time for me, and a feeling that I got a lot out of life with that, a lot of experience, that seeing me through life afterwards, family life, the discipline and that sort of thing. It's all part of everyday life now. You know, it never goes out of your mind.
And with the association?
Well, this was a concept of an idea from a couple of old hands that met up and said, well, other ships have associations, why don't we start one? And it all basically started with eight people. And it was never, ever advertised. It was all done through word of mouth. I saw a little bit on the... I didn't, but my cousin, she saw a little bit about HMS Belfast. And she rang Rosemary and said, oh, so-and-so. And so we got onto the television company or whoever it was, or broadcasting company, and they sent me the address of the secretary of HMS Belfast. And so I rang him and he sent me a form. I sent him a cheque for 10 quid. And I become a member. When I joined, I was member number 191. Well, that is my number. We've now got 420. And these are all men. The stipulation is you can't join the association unless you served a period or a commission on the Belfast. That is an important thing. You must have served on it. A lot of people have wanted to join. They say, oh, we... friends and boys of ours were on the Belfast, can we join? We say, sorry, no, you know. It's strictly for members of the Belfast Association. And I think the great thing that holds it together is when we have reunions, or we call it an AGM, and we always have it on the Belfast. Now, when you come to think of it, we haven't got many ships of World War II still afloat. That's it. We've only got one battleship of the line, which is still a flagship, HMS Nelson, HMS Victory. But having Admiral Morgan Giles, he was the brains behind getting this ship saved from the Necker's Yard, the breakers. It was his concept that this could become a living part of World War II. And all the brains that went into it and all the support he got. To see that ship moored up in the Pool of London as a reminder of World War II, a reminder of naval tradition, and what it's like to live on board a ship like that as a family unit, I think it's absolutely marvellous, and I think it's going to be there for an awful long time because it's now a national landmark. And I've been on board when they've got hordes of children going on board, and some of them see me with my blazer badge up, HMS Belfast, and they'll come and deliberately ask you a question, and it's wonderful to be able to explain something to them. I think it's a marvellous thing that that ship has still been preserved. Most satisfying. Even my grandchildren, they love to think that they can go up and see Grandad's ship. I think this is this is where it all fits into a pattern of life.
Thank you very much, Bob.